My name is Althea Ray Shaw. I am running for City Council District 10. I started being a victim advocate for crimes when my nephew was murdered on March 2, 2008. My nephew, Jamil Shaw II, 17 years old, junior at LA High School, on his way to college, and just had his whole future ahead of him. And then he was just gunned down and murdered March 2, 2008. By a gang member who was in the country illegally. And the city councilman, the current councilman, Herb Wesson, when he found out that my nephew was murdered by a gang member, he tried to get us to be quiet and go away. I realized that people don't want to talk about immigration. Our district is very diverse. It has every ethnicity. The problem with District 10 is that there's pockets of crime. I just think that the whole district can be nice and clean, and a lot of people don't understand that graffiti and when the district is dirty in certain areas, gangs and criminals fester in that. And when you just can keep an area clean, that alone can deter some criminals from coming to your district. I grew up in District 10. I love District 10. Our family moved here in 1970. You could play in the streets and, you know, like kids playing, and you never thought about getting shot. It wasn't even a thought. And now I don't even like walking my dog. I'm committed to making our community safe, because when you're safe and in a community that's safe, it's going to make our property value go up. It's going to even create jobs, because businesses will be more likely to do business in a safe community than a drug-infested community. No one wants to talk about the money that's spent on illegal immigration. We're not going to be able to balance the budget, fix the district, ignoring this big problem. And with my nephew being murdered, it's really hard, because it's three doors from our home. We have this candlelight and a plaque that we have. And so I committed to District 10. I worked for the Los Angeles Police Department for over 10 years as a civilian, and I've been involved with the churches, talking to constituents and talking to the community. And so I believe by me being in the district, working with law enforcement and the church and the neighborhoods, I can be an asset to District 10.